What's going on, brothers? It's Lime Town, you know the name. Got a video for you. It's written title, Cuffing Season. Here goes. So, it is officially cuffing season. And this cuffing season is something special. When you take a step back and look at the evictions, the lack of bread, the sedition among men, the spinster bubble that's growing by the day, you realize that this whole thing is shaping up to be one gigantic basket fuck. It's going to be ugly. But not for brothers worth their salt, brothers who have eyes to see, ears to hear, brothers who have mastered the lockout game and perfected it. It's going to be ugly for our critics. These bitch-made simps, these gene pool polluters, these dom game monkeys and P-Wave frauds who shit their brains off, let their plumbing do the fucking talking. You know, the ones who really believe that you can alpha your way through child support. You fucking idiots. It's going to suck for them. Because they're going to be sitting ducks. Cuffing season is basically the time where all of these 304s, these DNA dumpsters, these aging Instagram thoughts try to pair up or get shacked up with men because they don't want to be alone for the holidays. I mean, their whole motivation for doing it is completely selfish. It's very narcissistic. Now, young men who are getting wise to the game, they understand this. And for men who are in their 30s, men who are a little more seasoned, like myself, we understand that this right here is one of the worst times to really wander around blind, deaf, and dumb. It's dangerous. Do you brothers really believe that with the amount of damage that these feminuts, these 304s have done to dating and relationships, that this cuffing season is going to be something beautiful? It's not. It's just going to be one big basket fuck. Because for the past couple of years, the female dating strategy has been one of extortion. Everything is at the man's expense. We're talking females who are getting shacked up with men, not because they like them. They're getting shacked up with men because they're trying to get the bag. They're trying to collect the loot. And the ones who don't get the bag can still twist the knife and ruin his life. It's all one big fucking game to them. And I'm happy that young men understand this. And we're going to make that the norm. These trad cooks, these gene pool polluters, and certain graybeards can say that men who aren't chasing tail or aren't trying to check what women are lames, losers, virgins, all of the dog shit. But for those who are seasoned, those who are well-read, those who really see what the hell is going on, they're not going to lie down so these trucks run them over. See, that's not what we're going to do. We're not going to do that. I mean, let's be real. In some states, if this particular 304, this trollop decides she wants to move in with you because she needs a place to stay because, you know, it's warmer with you, you do realize that if you spend a certain amount of time with her, then y'all are legally married and she can divorce your ass. Your house becomes hers. But let's say that you are a bitch made simp. You're a purple peeler. You're one of these dom game monkeys who really believes that you can alpha your way through anything. And let's say you let this trot move in with you. Then she says that she doesn't like the way the relationship is going, so she decides that she needs some space. So one day, you drive home from work and realize that the locks on your doors have been changed. Now you beat on your door and tell this truck to let you in. You yell at her. Then she gets the phone, calls the police, and tells them that you are threatening her. And just like that, your ass goes to prison. And at that moment, your car, your money, your belongings go to her and the stranger that she was fucking behind your back. That is what young men and men worth their salt are shooting themselves from. That's what we're shooting ourselves from during this cuffing season. Now, our critics can say that that's cowardly. They can say whatever the hell they want to say, but our survival comes first. You see, it's a method to the madness. This will fly over the heads of our critics. But then again, their heads are empty, and their actions reflect their character. So, for you brothers out there, with your salt, your brothers out there, we have eyes, ears to hear. Stay safe during this cuffing season. You hear me? Stay safe. Master your lock your game and perfect it. Zero mercy. Zero sympathy. That is the position that you have to operate from. Because there's a lot of desperation out there. There's a lot of desperation out there. There's a lot of jealousy. There's a lot of anger out there among these tribes, because they all feel like they're entitled to your bread and butter simply because you have a Y chromosome. And we can look back at them and tell them that they're entitled to nothing. In this life, you get what you work for. But they think they're special. They're not. You see? They got too comfortable. They tilted the playing field so that men and boys lose every fucking time. But even those days are drawing to a close. And the feminists know this. That's why they're trying this shit now, where they're trying to do a realignment. And that's not going to work neither. I mean, let's be real. The whole free love movement, it happened during the 60s, correct? But this realignment with these feminists, what they're trying to do is they're trying to ignore what went on in the 60s and the 70s. You see, they're fine with the first wave and second wave feminists, but everything beyond that, they got a problem with. And these Zoomer girls don't want to be feminists. They rejected it because they feel like they've been fucked over. And quite frankly, they have been fucked over. And here's what a lot of them don't understand. all the dating advice that he got from these spinsters, these rusty tailgates, and these flightless birds, that dating advice is the reason why they're single today. They're the reason why, that dating advice is the reason why they've been pumped and dumped by Chad. What a lot of them don't realize is that the dating advice that these spinsters gave them, that advice was used so that they could cripple their competition. These younger females are their competition. But I don't think the young ones understand that. I mean, hell, even that former writer for that Cosmopolitan magazine said herself that for the past 30 years, she was selling a lifestyle. She was basically lying her ass off. And these women fell for it. Just like these Zoomer girls fell for it. That's why they don't want to be feminist anymore. Mm-hmm. But yes, this coming season is going to be something ugly. And you brothers owe it to yourself to stay safe, stay vigilant during this coming season, during these perilous times. For you young men out there, focus on skills and abilities. Continue to learn, adjust, prep, and adapt. And understand this. The peace leave is worthless. It's public property. Because the feminists fought for it to be that way. That's their problem, not ours. You have a future. They don't. It is what it is. This is Lionel McTale. So I got brothers. But the video, like, share it in the commentary. Feel free to subscribe. If you want to donate with my channel, you find a tip jar on the upper right hand side of the screen. That's the G Plus icon. All right, fam. All right, brethren. You know it's real. New York going away living with SYSPM. As for these 304s, these flightless birds, these ditch pigs, and these aging Instagram thoughts who are trying to stack up with men because they want to be alone for the holidays, give them nothing. This has been Mitchell PSA. More cameras tight. See you soon.